Is Dr. Schumacher dictating a history and physical, a nursing home history and physical on Raymond Sillman, S-I-L-L-M-A-N, places ProMedica. And that's... P-R-O-M-E-D-I-C-A. Date was October 28, 2022. New patient profile. Mr. Sillman. Is a 73-year-old male. Wait a minute, no, 73-year-old male. He's a He's a 78-year-old male, 78-year-old male who came back from Hurley. Repair of chief complaint. He had twitching and seizure-like activity, but also had bradycardia. Repair of history of present illness. Mr. Sillman resides in the nursing home with advanced dementia, period. He had been in hospice on hospice care a couple of occasions, but stabilized each time, period. He has severe aphasia, is known to have a seizure disorder, and was shaking, so it's concerned that he may have had breakthrough seizures, period. It's also noted that he has a pacemaker and he had a heart rate that went down to 30, period. He was loaded with Keppra ER for the seizures, and then in the hospital they didn't visualize any further seizures, period. An EEG did not show seizure activity, period. He had been on Depakote after that for mood and seizures, but his family wanted to stop the Depakote because they feel that's making him drowsy, period. He's off the Keppra because of the lack of seizure activity on EEG, period. Nevertheless, he does have a history of seizures, but he also has a history of alcohol excess in the past and significant dementia, period. The dementia may be multifactorial, period. New paragraph. It was found in the hospital that the pacemaker battery was not working and dead when it was interrogated, period. Thus, a new battery was inserted in the cath lab, and he improved, period. His heart rate stabilized, and the pacemaker began working again, period. He had no further seizures, period. He was monitored, period. EMG was negative, period. He was deemed stable for discharge back to Briarwood without any anticonvulsants, so with a new pacemaker battery, period. New paragraph, review of systems. He himself is aphasic and couldn't give him information, and information was obtained from records and from the staff, period. General, no fever or chills. Eye, no acute visual complaints could be ascertained, period. No pain is evidenced, period. ENT, no pulling of the ears, anything to suggest earache or throat problems, period. Respiratory, he's not short of breath and was not coughing. Cardiovascular, I cannot elicit any chest pain, period. His bradycardia is resolved, period. He has a pacemaker, period. GI, no evidence of vomiting, diarrhea, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria could be elicited, period. He has incontinence of urine. Neurologic, he has slight twitching, but not extreme. And he always is a little bit agitated, period. He sometimes can get severely aggressive, but not at the present time, period. I could not elicit any headache, and it's not clear whether this shaking episode was a seizure or not, period. Endocrine, I could not elicit any polyuria or polydipsia, period. heme, no bruising, bleeding, skin, no rash or itch. New paragraph, past history. Dementia, gastroesophageal reflux disease, gout, essential hypertension, pacemaker, prostatic hypertrophy, prostatic hyperplasia, seizure disorder, stroke history, gastroesophageal reflux disease, new paragraph, family history. His mother had diabetes and hypertension and kidney disease, period. His father had hypertension, period. A sibling died in a motor vehicle accident. New paragraph, social history. He's a former smoker, period. He has used alcohol in the past. Not at present. He has been living in the nursing home for quite some time. New paragraph, medications. Do we have someone's bed list here? Morphine sulfate solution, 20 milligrams per 20 milligrams per milliliter at 0.25 mils every 2 hours is needed. Senna 8.6, one tablet twice a day. Zofran, one tablet every 6 hours. PRN of 4 milligrams. Amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, Ativan 0.5 milligrams at nighttime for anxiety if needed. Dulcolax suppository directly at bedtime if needed. Cataplexin 1 milligram every 8 hours if needed for hypertension. We've stopped the Depakote sprinkles. Hydralazine 25 milligrams every 8 hours. Lactulose 30 mL every 8 hours. Milk of magnesium 30 mL as needed, BID, period. New paragraph, allergies not known. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed or ill. Blood pressure 157 or 87, temperature 98.2, pulse. Maybe that's not right. Pulse was 72 when seen, respiratory rate 15. Head and neck. Pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraction was normal, oral mucosa normal. Use normal inspection. He is difficult in due to cooperation, but lungs were clear to auscultation without labored breathing, period. Cardiovascular normal S1-S2, no gallop, no murmur. He has edema 2 plus of both lower extremities. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, His random movement of his limbs, but did not cooperate for formal testing period. No clear facial asymmetry. Musculoskeletal, slightly increased tone diffusely period. Skin was intact, normal dry without rash or major lesions, period. His knees show no inflammation or effusion, there's no cyanosis. Mental status is aphasic and cannot answer anything pertaining to orientation, time, or place, period. Sensation was grossly intact. New paragraph, assessment of plan 1. Mr. Silman was hospitalized, and the primary reason appeared to be the pacemaker dysfunction period. He may have had a seizure, and he does have a seizure disorder, but we've held the anticonvulsants period. He has essential hypertension, and we will continue amlodipine 10 milligrams daily plus clonidine 0.1 milligram every 8 hours if needed, period. He's also on hydralazine 25 milligrams every 8 hours for hypertension, period. 3, he has advanced dementia with contributing factors being vascular, Alzheimer's, and alcohol. But he's not used alcohol lately, period. He can have morphine if needed for pain and does get pain, period. He can have Ativan for agitation, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.